The reason that journalism matters, the reason that it's different from any other business, that it's different from, say, the horse and buggy business, is that it plays a crucial role in our democracy. It helps to keep citizens informed about the world. It gives them information on which they can act as voters, employees, investors, or simply human beings who need to make decisions every day about how to spend their money, or how to eat, or how to sleep, or how to work, or how to play. Obviously, I'm not a huge nostalgist, right? I think it's really important to remember that it's not like journalism itself, news gathering, was highly profitable back in the 60s and 70s. In a weird way, this is the golden age of people actually paying for journalism.
And time for one last question here, please.
Hi, thanks so much for the panel. As a recovering journalist, I was so pleased to hear your optimism about the future and the business model. And it makes me wonder what you think about the ProPublicas of the world and other nonprofit models that were developed, particularly in that in-between time, say 10 years ago, as folks were looking for that next business model. Do you think there's still a place or a need for those kind of outlets? Or is the New York Times, the Washington Post, et cetera, going to be able to sort of cover that?
No, I'm thrilled about ProPublica, and I do think there's a need for those models. Look, I think there's a need for all kinds of models, right? I mean, I would love to see someone start a ProPublica for local journalism in a place where it really looked like it would work. Some people are playing around with those ideas. David Rousseau, who's a friend of mine who works at the Kaiser Family Foundation, is thinking a lot about that. We want lots and lots of business models for journalism, right? Because what is journalism? It is information about our democracy. So I really hope and think the New York Times subscriber model will succeed. I also hope that Vox's model, which is to build a big audience and sell advertising against it, I hope that succeeds as well. And I hope these foundation models succeed. And I hope two or three other ideas that I'm not smart enough to think about succeed as well, because democracy needs lots of forms of information, and it certainly needs much more than just the New York Times.
And we want to thank David Leonhardt very, very much for being here today. Thank you.